In addition to this being the octave day of Christmas and the solemnity of our Blessed Mother, Mary, Mother of God, it's also the World Day of Prayer for Peace. And so we invoke our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Peace, to bring peace throughout the world, beginning in our own lives and our own families. And as we heard in the Gospel, traditionally this day was known as the circumcision of Jesus. For this is the eighth day, and according to Jewish custom, the son would be presented and circumcised on the eighth day after his birth and given the name. And he was given the name, as we heard, Jesus, which was bestowed upon him before he was conceived. And so all of these great, magnificent events taking place in our celebration this evening. And so these are some of the things, like our Blessed Mother did, that we can hold in our heart and reflect and ponder upon the great mysteries of our faith. The readings today are so beautiful, beginning with this first reading from the book of Numbers, this blessing that the Lord had given so that Moses could speak over the people. And three times he says, "The Lord bless you. The Lord let his face shine upon you. The Lord look kindly." This may be the beginning of understanding of the Trinity, this triple blessing. But that word, the Lord, that divine name that was unpronounceable, that the Jews would substitute where we now say the Lord, just out of honor and respect for the name of God. And that second invocation, the Lord let his face shine upon you. And in the responsorial psalm, he said something similar. May he let his face shine upon you. God, all spirit, immaterial, his face to look and to shine upon his people? How is this possible? Throughout the Old Testament, we hear and we encounter this longing of the people to see the face of God. And we know that they were forbidden from having any images of God. So it seems almost like a double-edged sword, a catch-22. And even the scriptures talking about the face of God, of this immaterial, pure spirit. But somehow, we, the people, the human people, the people of the promise, were longing to see his face. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman under the law, to ransom those under the law. In the fullness of time, that desire, that yearning to see the face of God was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, through whom, from whom he received his physical characters. That we have the face of God so close to us because of the yes of Mary. Because God allowed his son to be conceived and born in her. And because of that, we can now look upon the face of God. And his face can gaze and shine upon us. What a beautiful and precious and tender time that we live in. That we have the opportunity to see the face of God every time we look at the face of Jesus. And every time we look at the face of Mary, we're looking into the face of God, because he got his characteristics from her. And as we celebrate the Nativity, this tender moment of God coming into the world, and the first face he sees is the face of his Blessed Mother, our Blessed Mother. What an amazing, precious gift she received to be the first one to gaze into the face of God. And so there maybe come some times in your life, maybe even today, you feel distant from God. You feel unworthy to be close to God. We turn to our Blessed Mother. She teaches us how to gaze into the face of God, for she was the first one to do so. And so we beg that grace to never be afraid to look into the face of God, who looks upon us and shines his countenance upon us to bless us and to give us his peace. We know at the crucifixion, at that moment of our redemption, Jesus gives his mother to St. John. Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. This transfer of the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, to the mother of us all. So when St. John wrote the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse, he tells us that Mary is the mother of Jesus, but she's also the mother of all those who believe in him. So if you believe in Jesus, then Mary is your mother. A tender, loving, peaceful mother is your mother. This precious gift that Jesus shares with you, this beautiful Christmas gift of Mary, our mother. This is what we're celebrating today, what we're honoring today, that Mary is the mother of God and she is our mother. It was the year 431 when there was a controversy about who Jesus is. Everything that we believe about Mary, everything we teach about Mary, all the dogmas, everything, are only a reflection of what we believe about Jesus. And as we honor our Blessed Mother and get to know and to love her better, it makes us able to love Jesus more. But there was a debate about Jesus. And was he really God? Or was he really man? Was he just appearing to be man, but he was really just a God with a kind of a ghost body? Or was he just fully man, and at some point he became God, and God shared divinity with him at some point in his life? And there was a debate. And in 431, the bishops went to Ephesus, the city where they believe our Blessed Mother died. And they had a council. And in that moment, they officially defined that that Jesus was truly God and truly man. Two natures, one person. And those of you who are mothers, you know that you give birth to persons. And so the full person of Jesus was born in Mary with two natures, human nature, divine nature, but one divine person. So we don't say that Mary is the mother of divinity. That's not what we say. That's a heresy. The divinity of Jesus, of the second person of the Trinity, existed before all time began. He was always God. But he's one. And this is what we're celebrating today. The Theotokos, the God-bearer, that our Blessed Mother brought God into the world. And she brings him into our world. She brings him into our lives. And as we surrender our life to Jesus through Mary, the great dispenser of the grace and mercy of our Heavenly Father, we become more like her Son. But St. Paul says that through the adoption of our baptism, we become sons. Sons in the Son, that we are fully and truly and really incorporated into the body of Christ. It's not just a mere tag or a name that we have. It's the reality of who we are, members of his body, and therefore sons of so great a mother. This beautiful blessing from the Old Testament, asking the Lord to shed his light, to shine his face upon us, it's a reality, especially every time we come to Mass and we see the Blessed Sacrament, the host, the body, blood, soul, and divinity. Once again, his face is shining upon us. I encourage you, every chance you can, go and spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, especially when he's exposed upon the altar. Let his face shine upon you. Let his peace come upon you. And ask our Blessed Mother to take you to her Son. In the Gospel, it tells us that she took all these things and held them in her heart. In one sense, it says that she was pondering all of these things. That word ponder means to take all the varied, different things and put them together as one. You know, we all had a very unique and interesting experience last year. Lots of things happened. Lots of things changed. Maybe the grace of this new year can be that, like our Blessed Mother, we learn to ponder, to take all of these things, all these experiences, all these feelings, all these fears and worries, and bring them to the Lord. and ponder them. Figure out what they really mean. To not be so loud, either with our voice or with our entertainment or with our social media activity, but we do spend time, like our Blessed Mother, in the silence, pondering the mysteries of God. And January 1st is a great day to make resolutions for this upcoming year. And if we're good, it lasts more than a week, maybe the whole month. But maybe learning to ponder, maybe reading the scriptures, sitting in silence in front of the Blessed Sacrament, allowing the face of God to shine upon you, to bring you his peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. May it be so for us this year. Amen.